Good morning. What a delight it is to be with you today, to be with the good folks of Highlands United Methodist Church. What a beautiful day. Beautiful day celebrating Megan, celebrating the family of faith. Let's pray together. Gracious God, we give thanks for the newness of this day, for the way your love comes down to us at Christmas, yet also every day. So help us live with open hearts. Help us make room in our lives for your coming yet again. Amen. If you follow me on Facebook, you would probably have discovered by now that I totally love all things Christmas. I mean, I love the decorations, I love the music, I love the smells, I love all the rituals of the season, and I have all sorts of rituals, some of which are putting out all the nativity scenes Robin and I have collected from around the world, and then when we put up our tree, all the decorations we have gotten from our various trips where we tell each other the stories of each decoration, and singing. Lots of singing. We Methodists are known as a singing people. The brilliance of John and Charles Wesley was that they had people learn the Methodist way, not through books so much as through music. Everything you need to know about what we Methodists believe is found in our hymn book. Everything. I confess that when it comes to Christmas music, I start listening even before the turkey is in the oven for Thanksgiving. I can't get enough of the Christmas carols. And this year, I seem to need the music more than ever before. I need some hope. I need some joy. I need the promise that love comes down at Christmas, because these days, love, hope, and joy seem in short supply. I can't remember a time in my life when the world seemed filled with so much division. Whether on the right or on the left of the political spectrum, the vitriolic way we are speaking about one another is breaking my heart. This isn't how God intends for us to live. We are using words that hurt and harm rather than heal and make whole. But it's not the first time we have felt such division in our world and brokenness. In 1967, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said in his Christmas Day sermon these words, "This Christmas season finds us a bewildered human race. We have neither peace within or peace without. Everywhere, paralyzing fears harrow people by day and haunt them by night. Our world is sick with war. Everywhere we turn, we see its ominous possibilities." Now, not only was the U.S. involved in a war in Vietnam, there was also a war being played out on our streets as racial conflict reached a boiling point in our country. Are you experiencing something of this bewilderment this time of year? Has the angel song of peace on earth, goodwill to all, been drowned up by the depressing and endless news cycle, police sirens, and protest chants? Has the star in the sky dimmed in the face of disease, depression, and despair? How can we even talk about Christmas in a time like this? Now, Brad told me that the theme for his sermon series this Advent was based on O Holy Night. He didn't assign me a scripture. I mean, come on, Brad. Instead, he assigned me a verse from the song. This song, such a favorite, actually fell out of favor with the church, believe it or not. Because while people loved it, it was written by a Frenchman who became a radical socialist and a vocal opponent of injustice and slavery, and it was composed by a Jew. It was translated into English by a Unitarian pastor in the mid-1800s, who himself was an abolitionist. Brad assigned me the verse where that abolitionist roots of the original author and English translator come show truly. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppressions shall cease. Oh, how badly we need to live into this verse, because we are people who have forgotten how to love each other, how to live in peace, how to see our sister and brother in the faces of those whose names we may never know, how to break the chains of oppression that enslave so many. Last year, I was serving Glide Memorial Church in San Francisco, a beacon of hope in one of the poorest neighborhoods of San Francisco, where addiction and homelessness run high. A group of us went caroling after church one Sunday. As we went from each of the Glide housing buildings to the next, someone in our group said, "Let's sing while we walk." And so we did. But my heart wasn't in it. I was overwhelmed by the poverty, the violence, the despair that I saw all around me every single day. It was hard singing songs of hope when our world seemed filled with so much violence and inequity. There we were, singing all the familiar words, stepping around questionable puddles, walking by drug deals, when we rounded a corner. Suddenly, a man stood before me and said, "Aren't you even going to notice me? Merry Christmas." Here's the truth that stared me in the face. I hadn't seen him. I was so caught up in my own world that I could have walked right by him without even a thought. And we seem to be doing that a lot these days. We have stopped seeing one another. We've turned people into issues, used words to dehumanize those we disagree with, and have failed to recognize how connected we are as the children of God. When we do this, when our words strip others of dignity and worth, it becomes easy to oppress without even realizing it. We begin to enslave others by the stereotypes we buy into, the prejudices we don't challenge, the limits we put on others' personhood. This is the beginning of oppression. We stop seeing those who aren't like us. We don't believe the truth they're trying to tell us about their lives. We walk right past them and the oppressions they face every day. Aren't you even going to notice me? Merry Christmas. God shows up in our lives and in our world in the most unusual places and through the most unexpected people. 2,000 years ago, God broke into the world not as everyone expected, not as a mighty ruler on a throne brandishing a sword, but came defenseless, came into poverty, born of an unwed homeless mother. And this is what stopped everyone in their tracks, from shepherds to wise men. It was the cry of a child that disrupted their world. Here I am. I'm born. Can you hear my cry? Aren't you going to notice me? And all who heard the cry, who allowed their eyes and hearts to be opened, found their lives disrupted. All they could do was to drop what they were doing and allow themselves to be filled with awe as they discovered something being born in them that was so love-filled, their living changed. They found themselves connected to each other in profound ways. They sought to care for each other, look out for each other, live in ways that promoted peace and goodwill that they felt at that moment. And ever since then, people have paused at this time of year to remember the miracle. God continues to break into the world. It serves to remind us that no matter the state of our lives and our world, God hasn't given up on us. Give me an amen, somebody. Amen. thank you. I just wasn't sure if you were with me there. God hasn't given up on us, but will continue to show up in the very midst of it all, in the grime and in the grit of our lives. God comes, as it's written in the Gospel of John, the Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. Last year around this time, I was reminded that no matter how broken my spirit is, no matter how dismal my world may be, God will move into the hood and make God's self known. So where is God breaking into your life? Who is singing the angel songs for you? Where is hope being reborn? How is Christ's gospel of peace opening your eyes to find God in the unlikely places and in unlikely people? For me, it was a man not unlike the baby Jesus, homeless, who stopped me in my tracks and said, "Are you going to notice me?" This greeting reached into my soul and shook it back to wholeness, caused my spirit to sing and my commitment and recommit to a life of compassion and justice. This is what happens when we experience the Christmas miracle. This is how our living changes when we realize that God is already living in our neighborhood. There's one more fact I'd like to tell you, and I don't know if you shared this yet, about O Holy Night. Now, this song was actually a part of modern technology, at least what modern technology looked like in 1906. On Christmas Eve in 1906, Reginald Fessenden was experimenting with a microphone and a telegraph. He read the story of the birth of Jesus from the Bible. Telegraph operators around the world were stunned to hear a man's voice coming over the telegraph machine. That had never happened before. And what was the voice saying? The gospel of Jesus Christ. But the story doesn't end there, because Fessenden picked up his violin and began to play O Holy Night. It was the very first song played on the radio. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy, in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. How badly we need this gospel story to surprise us yet again. Whether through our latest modern technology, text, tweet, email, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, Facebook posts, but most importantly, through our living. May we, in all we say, in all we do, take the time to truly see in each other the baby who was born in a manger, to recognize as our sister and brother all who suffer from oppression, all who are enslaved by social restrictions. May we use words that heal, not hurt, provide hope, not condemnation, restore wholeness and not harm. For the one who was born on that holy night is still being born in our world to break the chains of oppression and see God in our sisters and brothers. So, dear God, give us eyes to see this Christmas. Give us eyes to see. Amen.